Please be advised this call may be monitored or recorded for quality and training purposes.
Thank you for calling Family First After Hours Line. Please remain on the line for the next available agent.
Hello. Yeah.
Good morning, Family First LLC is answering. Service is speaking to Lily. How may I help you?
Yes, I called this morning to find out what nurse is coming this afternoon. It's 4:45. Nobody called me back yet.
I can take a message for the office to have them get back to you. Would you be okay with that?
Yes.
May I have your first and your last name, please?
My name is Douglas Jones. I'm calling in reference to the client. My name is Janice Jones.
Douglas, it will be D-O-U-G-L-A-S.
Yes.
And the relation to the patient you're calling on behalf?
I'm her nephew, but I'm her power of attorney.
Nephew, and may I have the base phone number that you can be reached at?
267-456-7802.
It'll be 267-456-7802. And is this the first time or the second time you're calling today?
It's the second time.
May I have the patient's first and last name as well, Douglas?
I just said it, Janice, J-A-N-I-S, Jones.
Janice Jones. That would be J A N E T, last name Jones.
No, I didn't say that. No, no, that's not it. J A N I S, Janice, not Janice. Janice.
Janice, J A N I S.
Yes.
Last name Jones, J O N E S. And may I have Janice's date of birth?
11/24/87.
11/24/1937.
1957.
1957.
557.
In what town? Thank you. In what town?
Philadelphia.
Thank you. And you'd like to know what time the nurse will be coming?
Yes, because they told her to call me and gave me her information. Nobody sent me her information.
But they never tell you what time she will be coming.
She's supposed to come 4:45. You need to send me her information and let me know she's still coming.
Anything else?
No, that's it.
Thank you so much for the information, Douglas. I will relay to the office, and once they're available, they will get it back to you. Thank you for calling. Bye now.